This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live a victorious life by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday lives. Today, Kurt Owen will be continuing his teaching from the Bible on how we can learn to actually hear from God accurately. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen. Welcome back to Victory is Assured. Once again, we've been spending a whole lot of time talking about how to hear from God, and we've gone through a lot of different ways that God speaks. And so far, we've gone through that God, and there's a lot to this, so please go to KurtOwen.com, KurtOwen.com. There's a section there specifically for the broadcast. Go ahead, click on it, and catch up and listen to it. It's not going to, actually, even if you've heard them all, I'd go back and listen to them over and over again. So they're free, okay? So there's also, you can sign up there for a daily devotional that is specifically on how to hear from God. I don't remember how many days it is, but anyway. So here we are with, these are the ways that we've been talking about that we hear from God. You hear from God audibly. You can hear from God audibly, but it's rare. You can see an angel, but it's rare. It can be visions and dreams. Those will be a little bit more common. God can speak to you through a person. God can speak to you through the inward voice. And now God does not really speak to you through your circumstances, through your feelings, and any leading of the Lord will not be contrary to the written word of God. To the written word of God, nor will any leading that you have be contrary to the fruit of the Spirit. And then we got down to God speaks to you through His Word. It is the most sure word. It is the more sure word. We saw that. We went at some great length to talk about that Jesus elevated the written word, that how He used the written word, and He didn't go with feelings or anything. He went with the Word. And really, anything we talk about, anything you believe that you're hearing from God, if you have anything, hear anything that is contrary to the written word, then you need to throw it away. Okay, it's not God. All right, so people say, how can you say that? Because that's what the Word says. So, but I want to talk to you now about, we're going to start to get into how to hear specifically for your life, how to answer questions, how to know the yes or no answers, do this or don't I, okay? And we're going to start here in Romans chapter 8, and we kind of started off here, but we haven't looked at the scripture in a while. Romans chapter 8, and he says in verse 14, for as many... Well, let's go back up. He says, therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. In other words, you don't have to do what your flesh is telling you to do. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. Now notice this. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. So, you are supposed to be led by the Spirit of God. And if you are led by the Spirit of God, this gives evidence. This word sons here is not the word sons born from, but this sort of, and I'm not sure whether we covered this or not. It's not the word for being born of God. It's the word for being that you're like your daddy. Okay, you look like him. Okay, there's a different word that means born by lineage. That's over in John chapter 1. For as many as believed on him, to them he gave the right, the power to become children of God, to be born of God. Well, that word there, as far as for a child, means that you are literally born of God, okay? Like you popped out, so to speak. So, but this is talking about that you begin to look like your father. So, now notice this. After he talks about that we are to be led by the Spirit of God. Now, this is one of the reasons that we're not led by circumstances, but we're led by the Spirit of God. We're not led just by words people give us. you know, supposed prophets and stuff. But we, and I do believe in the prophet's ministry, but ultimately we have to be led by the Spirit of God. We talked about that, okay? But it says here, immediately after talking about being led of the Spirit, he gives us an example of how the Spirit leads. He says, "For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father." This is literally daddy, right? This is about an intimate relationship, profoundly intimate. Now, but then he says this, "The Spirit himself," this is again talking about the leading of the Lord, "the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God." Now, this is the most sure way to identify outside of the written word of God, to identify whether something is God or not, and to answer the question of yes or no. Now, his spirit will bear witness with your spirit. Now, this is kind of extremely important, and there's a couple things with this that, and I want to be clear, I'm actually going to teach you how to do this from the Word, okay? I'm gonna show you this in practice so that you will literally be able to, you will no longer be indecisive, you'll be able to hear from the Lord about everything in life, all right? So, but you do need to understand that His Spirit is going to bear witness with your spirit. Now, specifically here, he talks about that you are a child of God. Well, you know, there's a lot of ways he could have got that over to you, right? When you were born again, he could have written it in the sky. He could have had an angel appear. He could have given you a vision. You could have heard an audible voice. You could have heard the inward voice. But no, he chose for his spirit to bear witness with your spirit. Because, and now we're going to get into some things. Now, this is part of how to do this, but these are some things you need to understand in order to recognize when the Spirit is bearing witness, okay? First off, and this is going to be a shock for many of you, but you are a spirit, okay? That's who you really are. And now, really, I'm going to upset some apple carts, so I want you to pay attention to me. And listen, this isn't just you. I was at a church the other, well, not at a church, but I was driving by a church the other day, and it said, you know, you are not, I forget what it said. It says, you're not your body. You are a soul, and you live in a body. Actually, you're not a soul either. You have a soul. And people say, well, the soul and the spirit are the same thing. No, they are not. And this is one of the reasons sometimes people have trouble being led by the Spirit of God when He's trying to bear witness, because many times people are trying to get them to bear witness, the Lord to bear witness with their soul or to bear witness with their body, and that's not what happens. His Spirit bears witness with your spirit. No, no, Kurt, you're wrong. You're wrong. The soul and the spirit are the same. Well, okay, well then let's just let the Bible speak for itself. Let's go over there to 1 Thessalonians. Okay. And if you don't remember this, you're going to have trouble hearing because you'll be looking in the wrong place. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. "Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you," or set you apart, "completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." So he lists the three parts of who you are: spirit, soul, and body. Well, if they were the same, he would not list them separately. But he does. "May the God of all peace," right? "God of peace himself sanctify you, set you apart. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless." Ah, you're taking that out of context. I need two or three witnesses. Absolutely. I'll give you another one. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 4. It says, for the word of God, and we're in verse 12, for the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the division of the soul and the spirit, of the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. What does the word do? What does the written word do? It divides the soul and the spirit. Well, if they can be divided, they can't be the same thing. Now, they are closely intertwined. They are. But they are not the same thing. This is one of the reasons the Word of God is so important, because it lets you begin. You know, one of the biggest questions, and that's going to be one of the next things we deal with, is, well, is this God or is this me? Is this God or is this me? I'm going to give you some tips that will help you to fix that. But you're going to have to understand that, again, by getting into the Word of God, it will discern the thought, what is the thoughts and the intents of the heart. In other words, it'll help you determine what's you and what's God. Okay? Now, but the soul and the spirit are not the same. And so if people say, well, what is the difference? Okay, let's start with the body. Okay? You are not your body. And I could prove this to you. There's a lot we could go through. You can go back to the very beginning in Genesis, where it said that God created man's body out of the dust of the earth. And basically, then he breathed into him the breath of life, and man became a living being. See, the body was present, but man was not a living being until such time as he breathed into him. Okay, and he had a spirit. The spirit is the real you. That's the reason that when God told Adam, in the day you eat of it, you'll surely die. Well, he died spiritually. His body was still kicking around, but he died spiritually. So, you've got to realize that, and people say, okay, well, so your body's not the real you. Look at it this way. Think of it like it's your earth suit that you walk around in. If you were in space, you'd have to have a space suit to walk around. Here, you'd have to have an earth suit, okay? And that's what your body is. Okay, and now the spirit man, you're the spirit, that's the real you. That's in the life and the nature of God. That's the part of you that's identical to God, that you are one spirit with the Lord. Well, then what is the soul? Well, the soul would be your mind, your will, and your emotions. It would be your intellect. Your spirit and soul coming together comprise what we would commonly call your personality. And we couldn't even probably look at it as those working together can be your conscience together, right? But you've got to understand that you are not a spirit. You are not your soul. You are not a body. And if you're trying to get God to lead you through your soul, if you're trying to get God to lead you through your body, he's not going to do it, because that is not that that is the per, not the perfect means of operation. But people do it all the time. They try to get God to lead them through their soul and their body. The way they do this is they ask for a sign. They ask for these different things. And we're going to talk about that in our next segment. But I need you to understand and start thinking about it. Even say it to yourself today. I am a spirit. I have a soul, and I live in a body. We'll talk more about this. Stay tuned for these important announcements.
We would like to remind you that what you hear makes the difference between success or failure. Kurt Owen would like to personally invite you to come hear Words of Life at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. Real Life Church is an outreach ministry of Kurt Owen Ministries. Go to reallifepsl.com for the address, directions, and service times. Real Life Church, where miracles happen every day. Pastored by Pastor Terry Owen. God Almighty is excited about you hearing Him to help you stay successful in your life. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Hearing from God conference. To receive your free download, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Be sure to join Kurt Owen every weekday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. for a continuation of this dynamic message, How to Hear from God Accurately. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
Can't find a Christian bookstore? Well, visit our bookstore at WCNO.com, where you will find thousands of items to choose from, including over